What's good, everybody? It's your boy Anonymous, the author, aka Anonymous Rap Guy, and I am back with another podcast episode, man. It feels like it's been a year and a half, but we finally got the election results. We finally know who our new president-elect is going to be. They're still counting down, and, you know, Donald Trump is definitely going to fight it. He's definitely going to put everything he can into it, man. Just like, you know, they did with the whole, I believe it was Bush and Gore back in 2000 down in Florida. So, I mean, they're probably going to recount this thing four or five times, but it took them 45 days to get the Gore and Bush presidency together. So who knows? Maybe maybe we'll have officially decided before January. But yeah, man, they petty out here. Anyway, I appreciate you guys for stopping by, man. Today we got a little quote from LL Cool J. Found a nice little quote from him. And that's really just going to theme today's episode. It's going to be all about goals. Getting what you want to accomplish in the new presidency in the coming years. Since the year is wrapping up, I figured I'd get right to it and not waste it. So, yeah, we're just going to jump right into it today. Appreciate you guys for stopping by. Let's just jump into it and start the episode, man. Lego. Stay focused. Go after your dreams and keep very focused on your goals. Dreams don't have deadlines. I'm thinking of doing bigger and better things and having more fun with it. I mean, to me, that's what it's all about in this coming 2021, man. 2020 definitely caused a few hiccups for some people, definitely caused some slowdowns in some certain situations. But I mean, what it's all about now and what it's all about moving towards is really making sure that you're getting your goals hit, making sure that you're living this life to the fullest, because I know this is going to sound crazy, man. I know it's going to sound crazy, but I'm just going to say it. Like, this whole Trump thing has really shown me and taught me, like, you have to be focused out here. Like, some people say that government gives, like, distractions. Like, whenever something happens, it's something always thrown in to, like, distract you from the bigger purpose. And I definitely feel like you could have classified that is what the government always does, but it felt like the media and everybody really honed in on Trump and really was just covering him so much. And to me, it felt like a distraction because we definitely had horrible presidents before. We've definitely had races in there before. So it was just interesting to see the news cover him the way that they did. And it's definitely going to be interesting to see the way that they covered Joe Biden, because there's no way that Joe Biden is squeaky clean and his long and let's just say powerful history in the White House. I mean, my man was the vice president before, so clearly he has some connections to some people. To me, presidents are always going to come with good and bad. I mean, you know, they might help out the economy, but then they might bomb a small brown country, you know, halfway across the world and not talk about it. So there's always a little bit of tempered expectation with me anyway with presidents, because they're commander in chief. At the end of the day, they're war bringers. I mean, that's the primary main and objective of a president is to, he can send troops and begin war for 30 days, I believe, without the consent of Congress. And when that's one of your powers, you're instantly going to get ire and a little bit of suspicion and a little bit of, I don't want to say hate, but a little bit of trepidation on my part. Like, I'm not just going to buy into or believe anything that you have to say. So shout out to Biden for winning. Shout out to Democrats for getting that, getting the seat back. I also heard they're going to take the House and I believe Congress as well. So shout out to the Democrats, man, for really, mobilizing during this, election year. But with all that being said, I'm not just going to swallow the blue pill. Get it? Blue pill? No? Magic joke, but worked a couple. But anyway, I'm not just gonna take the blue pill. You know what I mean? I'm definitely gonna keep my wits about me. I hope you guys do as well. We gotta hold these politicians accountable. One of the things that definitely opened my eyes and made me see and realize some things that just weren't in line was the whole like when Diddy and a couple other people said that, you know, Democrats take African-Americans for granted. And I definitely was like thinking back and I was like, they totally do. We've had Democrats in office forever. And it just always seems like, at least for the minorities, it never really gets that much markedly better. Like, it's always like, you know, right around the same kind of struggles that people of color have to go through. So, yeah, man, we definitely taking notice this time around. I hope somebody has always kept a tab on Democrats and Republicans and politicians, but definitely gonna keep our wits about us. Definitely gonna make sure that y'all not just skating by on y'all looks. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't prom queen. You know what I'm saying? This is leader of the free world. So we definitely need y'all to open y'all minds and eyes to everything that's truly going on. Still got a long way to go. Still got a mountain to climb. Still got mountains to make out of molehills. I mean, it's so much fight left. It's still so much to see, so much to unsee, so much to learn, unlearn. I mean, we've got a long way to go. And this little 4 or 8 years, however long Biden has, is not going to be the end all be all for oppression and racism. So please stay active in your community. Please stay active. I mean, even though people make fun of it, please stay active on social media, man. Keep the awareness going. Keep sharing stuff. Keep the honesty and the realness and the people involved in the politics. That's all I got to say, really, is keep the people in the politics. Don't let this election, sway y'all or get y'all relaxed or comfortable in the current situation, because it's still trash, man. Don't let social media and these cute little videos and pictures that you see online, these cute memes, distort the fact that world is still a messed up place and we still got a long way to go, but we are making some progress, man. Now, I don't mean just the presidential election. I just mean in general, we're making progress as a society, as a world. It's not in leaps and bounds by no means, but it'd be foolish to say we're not making progress. I mean, social media, when you give people more power, I feel like the society advances. Like people always are going to get out and vote, and obviously there's going to be big voter turnout. There are always going to be people that are saying like, "Hey, we've got to make sure that the people represent us." But the real power is in the people. Like, representatives are just representatives. They come and they go, but the ideas and the concepts are what stick around and what lasts. But I'm not going to stay on that for too long, man. I'm still in a good mood. I hope y'all are in a good mood. Not even because of the whole presidency, just because we alive and we got to see another day today, man. I'm feeling good. I'm all smiles over on this side. And that's really going to lead me right into, I guess, the first. I don't know about the first real topic, but we'll just start right here. It's really just getting your goals accomplished, man. I mean, just really seeing through the distractions. That's what I was talking about earlier. Just really seeing through the distractions and making sure that you get to sit down and have your goals and everything listed out, like your 5-year plan, your 10-year plan, your 1-year plan. It's to me, I've noticed that I get more things accomplished when I actually write them down. I don't know if that's true for you guys, but when I actually visualize it, like when I actually put it on paper or like a vision board, we used to do that at the previous job that I had. It really does help you get those goals to just see it every day, to know what you're working towards, to know what the end all goal is, and regardless of what's going on, you know that is what you set out for either that week or that month or that year. You know that was an idea that you had, and you definitely want to see it come to fruition. So for you guys, I hope y'all are writing down your ambitions, man. Like, just the 2021 is coming up. Get you a 2021 vision board. What's everything that you want to get done? You want to pay off some stuff? You want to get a new job? You want to, something worthwhile. Something that won't fade away in 2 or 3 years. You know what I mean? If you get a new job, is it because you acquired a new skill? I mean, that's really what we got to be going for here. Like, what's going on? What are we doing to improve our current standard of life or situation of living, or however you want to however you want to verbalize it or word it? But we definitely got a long way to go, and we definitely got to see that there's always going to be things or distractions or hiccups or whatever you want to call it to distract us from the goal. But as long as we have our things top of mind, our goals written down, and we know that whatever they hit us with, we always going to be able to overcome it. We always going to be able to stay focused on the goal. We always going to be able to push through it. And that's really why I chose this LL Cool J topic. This LL Cool J quote is because you got to stay focused on your goals, man. You got to have fun with it. Sadness and death and destruction is a part of life, and that's always going to factor into it, but you got to be able to smile through it, man. You got to be able to find the loved ones and caring ones that you found. I hope during all this craziness that you made a couple new friends, that you opened up your ideas and your concepts a little bit wider, that you heard some thoughts that you never heard before, because this radicalization of America is just getting worse and worse. I mean, it's always been violent here, but people are getting worse and worse, and we really just got to pray at this point, man. I don't even know, like, what do y'all think the solution is? I used to think it was peace and understanding and prayer and all that other stuff, that kumbaya stuff that we've heard in the past, but these people coming out with pistols and guns and killing and assaulting people, it's like, I don't think a kumbaya, prayer meeting is really gonna do it anymore, man. A lot of this stuff is just getting darker and darker. And keep the ones you love close to you, man. Take care of them. Love on them. Cherish them. Because I'm telling you, some of the stuff that you see online, it's like, Lord, I would have been in jail. I would have had to catch a body. I would have had to go all the way in. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man. We'll see how this all goes after the election. We'll see how much people are really willing to accept the results. We'll see. I've noticed that it's really just the left and the right that cause, I guess, most of the issues here. I mean, I won't be that crazy, but it seems like those are the ones that are the most weaponized. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I'm just rambling or if I'm making sense to anybody else out there, but it's like, if we could just get away from that two-party system, I really feel, even if we just add a third party, I think a lot of the political violence would just die down naturally over time. But I don't know. It's just problem with parties anyway, man. A problem with people losing in general. So, you know, it is what it is. They should have gave participation trophies to to people on both sides. Like, that's what I thought would make sense. Is like, hey, the winner is the president and the loser is the vice president of the presidential race. But, you know, then people be scheming to kill them. And if somebody died, it'd be like, you know, it was a conspiracy theory this whole time. But that might be pretty cool. And get a third party to be like a secretary of state or something like that. I don't know. I don't know how this goes. But, you know, we got to change the, I think we've got to change the voting system. I personally, I think that it's too easy to game the system. It's too easy to just get in one of the parties and then just kind of push through, just agreeing with bigger people in the party. Like, if you agree with Nancy Pelosi, like, she just throw fundraisers for you. You'll get buku bucks if you're a Democrat, if you're a Republican. You know, Mitch McConnell and all those boys. It's just like, you're going from, you're on one or two sides. It's like you could come up completely independent, but then at some point in America, you have to pick between left or right, because that's where the big bucks are, that's where the funding is, and that's how you get bigger followers and bigger, fans. Really, I mean, it's not even politics anymore. It's just more like who are fans of you? You know, not even your ideas and concepts, but fans of you personally. So we'll see, man. I'm looking forward to it. Every year, every day, every week is always something to look forward to if you made it to it. So don't be sad. Don't be discouraged, guys. Get out there. Smile a little bit. Help other people smile a little bit more as well. And hopefully we can really get out here and make some dope-ass changes. Make some dope-ass futures for the babies. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying. But, yeah, man. I've just been chilling back. I got my feet up in the air, man. Living a good life. Trying to... Y'all know if y'all notice about me, but I'm a cooking fool. I be whipping in that kitchen, man. I've really fallen in love with like Asian cooking, Asian style cooking, specifically like the Americanized Chinese food is always good. It's always good to get some sesame chicken. It's always good to make some homemade, chicken fried rice. But that's not real Chinese food. I would love to actually get started on making some authentic pho. That's more Vietnamese. Pho, I'm sorry. So that's more Vietnamese. It is Asian cooking, but I'd love just noodles and the broth and the like meat. There's a place here in Cincinnati called Nothing But Pho down, it's downtown. If you are ever in that vicinity on Court Street, go in there. Get you a big old bowl of that beef pho and a banh mi sandwich, dude. I'm telling you. And you can eat all that. Usually I just get the pho and I'm full for like weeks. But get you some of that pho. Get you a banh mi. They got big old chicken legs in there. Man, listen. I used to go in there for lunch when I worked downtown here in Cincinnati. And let me tell you something. You be wanting to take a whole nap when you get all that noodles on your stomach. That hoisin sauce. Oh, man, I'm having a flashback right now, y'all. I'm having a whole moment. Shout out to the Asians out there if you're listening, man. I appreciate and respect y'all, man. Y'all culture crazy, like in a good way. Y'all culture is hella dope. Like, it's hella understandable. It's hella relatable. Like, you respect your elders. You respect, to an extent, I like it. You know what I mean? It's just certain things that I like. It's just something about Asian culture. I don't know if it's because it's so different from American culture. I don't know if it's because it's different from Black culture. But it's just something about it that I just really, maybe it's similarities between Black culture, like respecting the elders and really learning from the older generation. And to a certain degree, I kind of identify with it, but I don't want to. You know, when you start to like something, it's natural to be like, oh, yeah, I like it because it's something. It's just like blah, 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 blah. And the people who grew up with it are like, dude, it's nothing like that whatsoever. You're completely misunderstanding it and misrepresenting it. So I don't want to misrepresent Asian culture, but I definitely enjoy it. I definitely enjoy it, man. It's just dope as hell. I really wanted to learn Mandarin or Japanese. I haven't gotten around to it because they're very complicated languages. That's the thing about being so different from American culture, is that everything's different. Even the language is like, oh yeah, the language is not at all like English. It's completely different writing patterns and symbol based instead of characters. It's interesting. But yeah, man, definitely something that I wouldn't mind living in Japan for like a month or two. Just to get out there, just to experience a different culture. But at the same time, I don't like people. So that's the definition of going abroad, is you literally need somebody to depend on. Unless I get somebody who's familiar with the culture that speaks it fluently, that I can get cool with. And we just cool as hell rolling over there. Because, I mean, while I do like the culture, China is very a very strict place. And I like my freedoms, man. I like to watch Netflix. I like to enjoy my South Park. I like to listen to my Dave Chappelle and, you know, controversial people. And I don't want to go over there, cut something on I ain't supposed to be listening to it, and I can't get out of there, you know, for 37 years. I don't want that to be me. But the culture in general, man, I love and appreciate y'all. Y'all dope as hell. Keep doing the dopeness that y'all doing. On a side note, how come people can't be cooking, man? Like, how is it? I just don't understand people who can't cook. Like, it's not that, like somebody said this a while ago. A cook is somebody who can make a meal. A chef is somebody that can make a meal out of a list of directions. Like, some people are just born cooks. Like, some people just like born, hey, look, I know I like chicken. I know I like it dark on the edges. I know I like it a little crisp. I want a little sauce on the side. I don't know what sauce I'm going to make, but I know I like a little ketchup tang in there, a little sugar, a little soy sauce, whatever it is. I know just from my personal palate what I like. To me, that's a cook. That's dope as hell when it's like, look, I don't know what this is, but look, I taste a little bit of that, taste a little bit of that. Ooh, that will go good together. Like, cooks, it's just something naturally in you where you know flavors that go good together either to you or in a dish or to people that you cook for. You know, like, man, this tastes good as hell. Let me put that in there, sprinkle that. And then you got a whole meal. And people are like, yo, how did you do that? Now you like, I got no idea, man. I just had some ingredients and I just threw it together. While a chef is professionally trained on what flavors complement each other, you know, how you're supposed to properly make a roux or the correct way to make fried rice. If you haven't watched the Uncle Roger video, then you don't know what I'm talking about. But if you don't know, if you haven't taken these courses, then you might not be well versed in how to properly come up with a dish. And while it's not necessary, it is important for novices with anything else, if you're not naturally inclined to it, to actually take a class to break it down. But cooks, man, they just go in there like, yeah, we got some tomato sauce, dog. We got some water, we got some flour, and we got a little bit of cheese. Let's make some spaghetti. Like, that's just how they do it. Like, they just come in, they see some stuff. They're like, yo, we can do this. Boom, boom, boom. They got five or six dishes set up, and they ain't read no ingredients, fam. They didn't go to Ask Jeeves. Y'all remember Ask Jeeves? They didn't go to AskJeeves.com and look up the recipe. They just instinctively knew. And that's how I am, man. I love, I've been called by some the king of sauces. Y'all know how I do. I was thinking of bottling it up personally, but I made this awesome lemon sauce the other night, man. Oh, it was so good. It was for a little Asian dish that we made. It was like obviously white rice, and then I double fried some like chicken bites, and then I made this sauce with some veggies on the side. Man, let me tell you, I don't know what I put in this sauce other than like lemon juice, soy sauce, and like garlic and ginger and all that stuff, you know, vinegar, all the bases for like a good Asian salt, a good soy sauce. My God, I was like, I need to do this again, man. I need to do it again. But I didn't remember. Once again, I didn't remember the recipe. I didn't write down the recipe. I just saw the stuff that we had, you know, finger in the sauce, get a little good taste, go like, oh, I need a little bit of sauce, which in retrospect is disgusting. Like, let's keep it 1,000. People, if you're cooking for somebody, please get a utensil. I've seen it many a time in these cooking videos where it's like, oh, yeah, we're going to make them a cake. Let's see what the icing tastes like. And they just put their whole finger in the icing. I'm like, fam, I know y'all clean, but come on, man. Don't show it in the video. See, that's why I'd rather just not even know who cooking my food. Like, when you go to McDonald's, they don't show you the video of how they put it together. Like, no, I'm sure Earl is back there scratching his sweaty back before he slaps the bread on the burger. Like, I'm sure of it, but I don't want to see it. I don't want to taste it. I don't even want to know about it. I don't want to get sick from it, but I'm sure hygiene is trash at these fast food places. I remember I used to work at a little amusement park here in Cincinnati, Ohio, known as, I don't even want to say the name just for legal reasons, but it's an amusement park here. Let's just say it's off Kings Island Drive. That should pretty much give you guys an insight into what it is. But yeah, I used to work there, and I think I was like 14 or 15. Dude, my hygiene, I was trash can at that place. Like, I probably worked there for about 3 or 4 months just during the off season of, just for summer vacation. The trips up there were horrible. Like, it's like a 40-minute drive from where I was currently living, and I didn't drive, so I always had to get a ride up there. Shifts were like 8 hours. I was working like 2 to 10. It's like, who wants to come up there? And, you know, you make it up there by like 10 or 4. You got to drive home. You make it home by like 12 or something, man. Especially if you picking up somebody and dropping them off. I didn't like it. That's why ever since then, I really like tried to find a work at home. But I just not a fan of it. But anyway, man, hygiene was trash when I was working there. I remember, in retrospect, this was disgusting, but when I was working there, I used to put bun. They had like, you know, you fry all the foods, and then they had like a little area where you could like put the stuff together. And it's like fries on one side, and you got your burgers and, you know, all your burger fixings and your bacon, your lettuce, tomato, cheese, all that stuff in front. And then it was other stuff on the side. But what I used to do is I used to just set up like a little napkin. Like, just set up a little napkin across the bottom row. And I used to have, like, raw meat there and, like, food ready to go because I could, like, turn around and put it in the fryer, turn to the side, put the stuff from the fryer in the little hot tray, and then I could serve it from there. And it was a very fast. I was very smooth with it, man. I was very efficient. But putting raw burgers where the rest of the finished cooked food was, definitely cross-contamination. Definitely horrible. Top 5 of the worst decisions I've ever made cooking. But nobody stopped me. For that first two months, I was good. I was in there like, put this right here, stack the burgers there, get the little napkin right there, put the bread there, let me start. Until somebody, they was like, yo, health and food services is coming through to make sure everybody's in compliance. And then they saw my little arrogant. They were like, listen, we really like what you're doing, but if you don't get this change, we're going to let you go, man. I was like, oh, yeah, I can just get the napkin off. You know, it was a quick fix. It was just like, oh, yeah, I can just get the napkin. You know, just let me know what I need to do, man, and I'll definitely make it happen. But it wasn't that serious. Like, food service, I know it's trash, but please don't let me see it, yo. Just don't let me see it. The same way with those people who came in the amusement park. It's like, look. You don't want to know what's going on here. Just order your food, take your sandwich, and get the hell out of here, man. I hope nobody died from that. Rest in peace to anybody who died at that amusement park. Actually, somebody did die at that amusement park. There's some amusement parks that they got rides. Somebody flew off, man. Yeah, that's just the end of the story. I really ain't got nothing else to say about that. It's crazy out here in these streets. I ain't rode roller coasters in years. I guess when I was younger, I didn't know people was dying like that, man. But yeah, these roller coasters got whole bodies on them. Like, they made a roller coaster made entirely out of wood here. And I was like, why? Why would you even... What is enticing about a roller coaster made entirely out of wood? Like, I understand if you're like, hey, we put in some extra loops, or hey, we went under, or you know, this is one of the highest or fastest, but wood, my guy? That don't even sound appeasing. Like, nothing about that sounds safe or fun. Yo, you know this 1,000-pound metal machine that we got right here? Guess what it's sitting on, dog? Wood. That was y'all attraction. That's what we were supposed to bring the people in. That was supposed to put the ass in the seats. I think not. I guarantee you, that's a big no for me, big dog. Even while I was working, I didn't ride all them rides. Hell no, I wasn't about to ride all them rides. Let's be out your mind. You think I'm gonna get on an all wood roller coaster? Get you out of here, dog. But anyway, man, I ain't gonna stay out here for too much longer, man. Y'all been good to me as always. Y'all always dope as hell. Y'all always make your boy smile. I've been saying I'm make these weekly. I guess I just waited a little too long for the election. I guess I don't remember 2016. Clearly, I do not remember it being this long to like get results. I mean, I remember the Al Gore thing took like 40 days, but I thought we had gotten a lot faster since then. But clearly... Like I always say, man, things in government and just in general dealing with the government just takes so long. It's like they are never in a rush to do anything. And I know that, you know, the internet age and everything has spoiled us to want everything instantly. But come on, man. We all of us got phones. I feel like in 2020, we all should have had the ability to vote from our phone. I mean, I know it's a lot of fraud out there and everything that's going on, but at some point, we got to be able to vote from these phones. Like, they got to work something out where it can be that simple, because this is a lot of people still not voting. It's a lot of voter turnout that still didn't happen. You know, I believe it's like 300 million Americans, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, and only like 140 million people voted. I'm not going to act like I know all the numbers. Y'all know I just be spewing out some of this stuff. And it'd be completely wrong. I appreciate anybody that corrects me. But, yeah, that's still like 50% of people who are eligible to live in America just did not vote. So, I don't know. Honestly, I have no idea. I don't know what it means that people just are not voting. But Biden's in there. Trump is out. We'll see what happens with this. I think this plot is going to thicken tremendously over the next couple of weeks. Inauguration is January 20th, I believe. So it's the second half of January. So we'll see how crazy or sane this actually gets. Oh, man, it's been a fun 4 years with Donald Trump, man. Y'all, the people on TV have just been fuming since his election day, and I really need that same energy for Joe Biden. I really need the same kind of ridiculousness in jumping through hoops that they hit Trump with, because it was very entertaining to see people just losing their minds on a nightly basis. Just really throwing poo with it. Looks like people were throwing poo with the wall, trying to make it stick with Trump, and none of it ever stick. I gotta give it to that man. He skated on so many things. They say he might be getting a couple criminal charges pressed on him after he leaves office, just because presidents don't typically get charged for crimes. Sitting presidents don't typically get charged for criminal crimes. But we'll see what they do to this man. I don't know if I should say this, but I miss him, man. I think I'm a miss Trump. This has been, to have him after the 8-year Obama run, listen, it was an interesting 12 years, man. That interesting 12 years. Definitely. To see the media shift on how they cover both presidents, it's like, oh, you both. That's what really made me realize, like, both sides are full of BS. Is because the way Fox covered Obama and the way, like, CNBC and everybody else covered Trump. And also how Fox covered Trump and how CNBC covered, MSNBC covered Obama. It's like, okay, you guys are clearly, somebody on your staff is in the pockets of that political field. And I mean, that's fine. You know, if you've got your bias, everybody's got to get their bills paid. Just disclose that at the beginning of your show. But we all know now what they each stand for. We know what they think they're doing. I don't know if it's doing much good for the world. I don't know if it's doing much bad for the world, but these two big old media conglomerate empires are stuck in their ways, and we're stuck with the politicians that they give us. I don't know. I mean, that's a question I leave on y'all before I get out of here is, do we really have a choice in politics anymore, or is it really just whatever the media feeds us? Is it really just whoever gets the most left or right votes? If somebody is like Joe is a centrist, I guess, but he almost completely rejects progressive ideas, and it's like, dude. But we'll see. Hopefully, they get that 30K forgiven for student loans. Let's get that popping, man. If that's true, hey, Joe Biden, yo, you—that's the first step in the right direction for me, bruh. But all right, y'all. I'm gonna get ready to check off out of here. I appreciate y'all for stopping by. I hope y'all are being kind. Hope y'all are being smart. But more importantly than anything else, I hope y'all being yourself. I catch y'all on the flip side. Be dope, everybody. Peace out.